Sorry. you. I was going to do this without asking you. I'm going to get Campbell to try and talk him into taking the March shape and to say that it's ridiculous.
I got to wait. I should go to all of the other things.
You can't tell a kid, and you can't tell a kid this, but he isn't all that damn important to the Navy. I mean, they've got JGs up their ass, so one JG more or less is not going to affect the future.
I'm going to, I just want to be sure that there isn't somebody, some other kid that applied for early release that he pushes off. That we cannot have. You see, that would hurt it.
Right. I don't think that's the case, but from what I'm told, that's not the case.
That's okay. There's no problem in that respect. He should take the March shape.
Thank you.
Right.
this town or in this country. Who understands the budget process, what appropriations are, what expenditure, what authorizations are, what impounding is, or anything else. And they all have sort of vague notions, but deep.
And of course, everybody knows everybody under Washington being obsessed with this is, of course, wrong, too. That's why we won't do that. That's oversimplify it right away and say, it's a question of raising your taxes, it's a question of raising your prices. You know, just plant it right out there.
Schultz did a, I heard him on the radio last night. He was absolutely superb on the Hill because of the way he came back on the question. Because the guy said that a senator hit him on the, or a congressman, I guess it was. On the, how can the president thwart the will of the people by refusing to do what Congress passes?
And Schultz said the president's elected to.
Schultz said, Mr. Congressman, or Mr. Chairman, I guess it was, I can't believe, and he said it, you know, this super righteous indignation, I can't believe that the Congress thinks it's the will of the people that taxes be increased and inflation keep going up. He said it's the president's responsibility to do what can be done in order to stop that from happening. But it just, you know, it twisted the thing back, this will of the people belongs to
the
church.
Well, the will of the people is expressed through the order of the president or the Congress.
Well, the Congress seems to think that when they pass a law, that represents the will of the people.
Well, it does. We've made a very clear issue on this, that we were not going to raise taxes, we're not going to spend it now. They have to vote for somebody else if they wanted to do it. No congressman voted for his taxes either. No congressman voted for more spending. So what the hell?
See the Gallup poll today?
No. Spending?
No. Approval of the president, 68.
Oh, I didn't even know they had one.
Up from Abu Yadir, it disappeared.
Now, the same position it was before they went on.
That's the highest it's ever been, except November 3rd. It's the same as it was right after November 3rd.
When did he take the second piece of it?
Yep.
I guess that's predictable. What has he had since then?
Went up 14 points. He had, after the election, it was 66.
Yeah.
December, they went down to 61. And in January, it went down to 54, because if this was a 14-point increase.
When did he publish the 54?
He didn't publish it.
We did.
He skipped two of those. He published one of them.
He published in 61. He published in 66, but I haven't seen any since then. So I haven't watched it. We'll try to read it.
He hasn't published. He skipped a couple of them. He finally put this one out. Also, of course, the approve or disapprove of the president only in Vietnam, 77 approved.
Which did. This must put us in the values in the spot.
That must be our date. It doesn't show the date, so I'm trying to get all the background stuff on it. But it was after the visa.
Let me ask you another thing. Bob, did you, did you have a look at the job of Rachel at all? Got any strategy with her or anything?
Yeah.
I need to talk about it.
No, we had a session this morning. government to investigate the other political party. And then, he's trying to get them stirred up. Bill DeGano isn't going to make any difference, and he doesn't have any illusions of it. Right. He's just trying to make a case. This is totally a partisan thing. Now, the committee that they are setting up under their bill is three Democrats and two Republicans. They're going to make a pitch to make it three Democrats and three Republicans on the basis that the Senate Ethics Committee is also that way in order to be bipartisan. And this must be bipartisan, therefore it's got a three of each party. Then they're going to go for a executive session on vote of three members position in the hopes that if they get those two, then we're in awfully good shape compared to where we'll probably be, which is because we probably won't get this open hearings with only two Republicans. So we have no control over
any of the other Republicans are we able to appoint
the majority leader. Minority leaders.
Well, Scott
appoints them.
We'll get a couple of sons.
The recommendations are, if it's two,
not a Russian.
Is it it's Brock and there's Griffin and Tower. Griffin didn't pick the legal stuff and Tower to play the political.
Right.
And if it's three, they have Brock for it.
Right.
And
good.
That's what they're going to push for, our membership. And
it seems to me that the John Smart type thing has got to keep going. We waited a while, but...
They're going to rumor it this afternoon. They're going to use that on the floor as a basis, and they're also going to get Goldwater to cut loose this afternoon on his what the hell I wired. Got a bug of money, and they bug me, and it's always done. And they're going to make some allusions to some probable Kennedy wiretapping in 1960 or surveilling some of your campaign activity. That's
too long.
The governor should
have it. It's all such a bunch of guys that have dirty shit.
Well, sure. And they'll make the point that, all they really are going to accomplish out of this when it's all said and done, unless they might get one of these amendments or two of them, is delay the position that this is a purely partisan political maneuver that has nothing to do with trying to find out the facts. Then it'll be a couple months before they start the hearing, so we have time to get counsel and see what we do on all of that.
They must insist on minority counsel.
Well, what they're insisting on is an equal minority staff. But they won't get that, but they'll definitely get minority counsel.
Does anybody follow up on my suggestion that the FBI immediately, because of what Senator Brewster said, former Senator Brewster, call in Senator Harkey and others. I agree with this. It's such an obvious thing that it should have been done maybe like last week. Remember when Brewster got it, he says there might be members of the Senate involved in this, and everybody knows that there's a lot of it been hard to get on. And it's a long this one to my question. I would call him. But not then if the FBI can investigate on that. What is the president thinking about with regard to the FBI? Do we go with Gray or do we...
Now there was one other guy they were running a final check on, and there was a dark
five minutes. Well, I saw one that I didn't like. It was some guy that graduated from Harvard and is now a criminologist in Chicago. Wrong signal.
No,
I don't have that one.
That one was off. There was another one that, you got that other guy that Ehrlich rules out because he didn't graduate from Harvard, but looks like he did.
Yeah. And you got Robles-Hunts.
And Robles-Hunts.
What do you think is another thing of having a cabinet meeting? Isn't that a good idea just to have them?
If you don't mind doing it, I'm accomplishing it, but it's probably pretty good therapy, and it's probably good public external type stuff. Another meeting in the cabinet that's sort of
final. Then you see when we come back, we're not expected to have quite as much of it. I'm getting a lot of money away right now.
That you might as well. And that's
with me. Why don't we set a cabinet meeting? And I think in this case it was breakfast, because I think 8 o'clock, breakfast in the morning, and that way they can all get to their hearings. And it gives us a cutoff time at 9:30.
Thursday.